This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
So let me ask you, and maybe next time ask your friends this, would you be okay if you showed up for your surgery and the surgeon showed up without his hands? Because that's basically what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the latest and greatest edition of the What Did I Miss podcast. My name's Michelle. I'm joined by Paige and Game. And since Game, again, I'm gonna, you know what? Just officially just change it, because I'm never going to get this right, even though I've known you for like 15 years. Gabe. And since we've decided that NBA is no longer and NHL is no longer and baseball's got 460,000 more games, so we've got plenty of time, we're going to do a TV edition. I do think that these are public service announcements for America, because we not only tell them what is good, what is currently great, and what we're looking forward to, but it really just helps people get their futures in line. You know, they're scheduling their TV watching in line. And I for one, accept the responsibility, and I know how important this is. So I hope you guys agree.
Yeah, we're the right place for this. And I should just say that I feel and perhaps look and sound quite hungover, but I think that's fitting. That's fitting for what we're here to do. Like,
yes.
If you are feeling hungover, some of the things we're going to talk about today can help you get through that.
Yes. As somebody who watched a lot of these on this past Sunday as a hungover person, I can tell you this will help.
Yeah. Carrier
this
ailments.
Is the panacea. So we are going to start. We're going to kick things off with things that we've already consumed and watched and loved. Paige, do you want to start?
Yeah. I'll start with this one since I know Gabe and I both have it on there. And that is season 3 of Barry, which was incredible. Mm-hmm. Bill Hader rules. I absolutely loved every second of it. The finale, which I don't believe is the series finale, right, Gabe? Just the season?
No, I'm told they're coming back, even okay. though obviously we won't spoil anything for people. Could all be over. We don't know.
So he died. Okay, got
I
it.
I did not say that.
That's, yeah, look, we've all been there in other shows. But yeah, Barry, if you haven't watched it, what are you doing? But great news, you have 3 seasons to binge.
R.I.P. Bill Hader and Anna Kendrick. Poor little out for that relationship. It's over after a year. That just reminded me of that. I'm sorry. I like to give extra pieces of information with the
Bill
nuggets.
Hader was with Anna Kendrick?
See, this is why. No, yes.
Is this after Rachel Bilson?
That, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Oh.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did I just derail us again? God, I do this every time.
Yeah, this is important. I'm not even going to try to worry about coming off like a pig here. wait a minute.
Yeah, they were together for a year. Or actually, I'm sorry. It says nearly 2 years, according to People magazine.
He was with Rachel Bilson.
Yes, I knew that.
And then moved things over to Anna Kendrick?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I mean, he's hilarious. I don't know. Where's the hang up? That he's too good for them or they're too good for him? Where are we?
Let's just say that I am very pro Rachel Bilson. I'm not gonna say anything else other than pro Rachel Bilson. Good for you, Bill. That sounds like a wow. But okay.
Yeah. So
didn't know
we'll
that.
See, we'll see what happens next. I know. I love that for him. I love it. Okay, Barry. I still am not caught up, but I'm on it. Mm. I should put that on my coming ups.
Oh, Beads. Well. It's just as funny, but the dark, weird, and more like cinematic side of the show comes out even more in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So you get all the same laughs, but it's like it's friggin' out there, man. We're like Coen Brothers weird now.
I mean, okay, I'm in. By the way, it's not a knock on Barry. I love Barry. I'm telling you, I say this every time. There's too much to watch. And when I finally sit down with a blank slate and think, okay, what am I gonna? I forget half of the stuff I said I'm gonna watch. That's why I gotta keep this list like on the coffee table and just be ready for the next time. Okay, so Barry, y'all both have it. You guys, do you share anything else?
Maybe. Paige? I don't know.
My next one that I enjoyed is actually something that Gabe is currently watching, which we haven't even talked about in real life, which is Tokyo Vice.
Yes.
Mm. It's great. I've never been to Japan, but I really want to go, and the show is making it worse. that I need to get there yesterday. But it's great.
Okay.
It stars Ansel Elgort.
Oh, yeah.
Strange little guy. But yeah, it's great. It's like a murder mystery.
That's a weird description.
He's a strange little guy.
He's actually quite tall, but he's a strange.
I was gonna
dude.
Say, I feel like he's Hollywood tall.
Yeah, he's IRL tall.
Like legit.
That's for sure.
Okay.
But it's great. It's great.
Tokyo Vice. That one, I do not know that one, and I will perhaps.
I will say it takes a few episodes to get in my opinion.
Okay.
No, took me half of one. Let me make a better sell for this. It is a journalism story, which have been told many times, but it's set in an awesome place about, you know, Japanese mafia in the late 90s. So it's
as journalists, yeah. We should all probably want to watch that.
Great point. We are renowned journalists. This is a home for journalism.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. I'm in on that. I also like geographic shows where you sort of get excited about possibly visiting somewhere new. That always excites me.
Have you been to Japan?
Oh, is it my turn to do one? No, but I'm going in, is it September or October? I can't remember. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
So I got to do one of mine, right? Mm. I think Gabe and I have this one together on ours. I enjoyed the movie Spiderhead, starring Chris Hemsworth and Miles Teller, who is Hollywood's golden boy right now. It was a little, it also has, what's her face? Smollett. The sister, the one that didn't lie and make up a whole weird story. But she's fantastic in it, too. But it's just kind of a funky science experiment. It's Chris Hemsworth in something that's a little different than what we're used to seeing him in, because he's usually like big, buff and badass. And he's still big and buff and badass, but he's a scientist, which is hot. So there's that.
Yeah. So
is that not the same?
I saw it. Okay. So I gave it like a meh. I would say people should see Barry and Tokyo Vice sooner than this.
Yes.
I watched it because of, you know, Hemsworth is an automatic click when I'm watching stuff at home with my wife. So we watched him. He kept his shirt on the whole time. That's a bad job by him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was like his attempt at being like, see, I am an actor. And I'm just going to put it out there like, no, maybe not, dude.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? I was convinced he was a scientist.
Because he wore glasses?
Yeah, and said science things. So I'm pretty sure he nailed it. I believed him.
When is it on? What platform is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know we never remember. That's the hardest part of this whole thing, is remembering where everything is. What else? Anybody have anything
from
good?
The enjoyed category?
Yeah. Do we have any, like, a list of them?
I was trying to do this without a rundown, like Eminem, without a beat. You know, I was just going to try to keep it in my head. Things I enjoyed. Mm. We Own This City. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I mentioned it offline with Bob Lee, the great Bob Lee, because I know love The Wire. We Own This City is sort of, it's real.
That's right.
It's by the folks who made The Wire. It's pretty gritty. It's a real life story that happened after the Freddie Gray incident in Baltimore. So it's like nonfiction, which makes it even darker and harder to consume, but very well acted. John Bernthal, star of it. If you liked The Wire, you will like this. If you like just sort of documentary style, but like fictionalized documentary, you will like this. It's good.
All right. Paige, what's the rest of your list for enjoyed?
Those are my only two, Barry and Tokyo Vice.
Oh,
those are my top. Yeah.
Sounds like I've been watching a lot of TV lately.
I've watched too much TV. I watch all of the TVs. I already mentioned The Offer on here. I'm finally finished it. And now I get to watch The Godfather again. After, like, I haven't seen it in 20 years, I'm excited about that. There's a documentary on Netflix called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey about Warren Jeffs and that whole shindig. It's infuriating and enlightening and just makes you question how our brains work. And I would like to throw, this random one in there. I randomly watched that series New Girl, had never really watched it before.
You hadn't watched it?
Adorable. It's a vintage throwback. I'm throwing that in there as sort of like, you know, if you need a white noise show. I liked it. The boys on that show are quite humorous. So, yeah, there's my vintage throwback. Maybe we should start adding a vintage throwback just in case.
It's like a comfort show, I think.
100%. Mm-hmm. Gabe, do you have any more on your enjoyed before we take a break?
Yeah, Under the Banner of Heaven is barely made enjoyed. It kept me.
Oh,
I can't say that it exactly paid off for me. Very good. Worth watching. That's like a 7-hour commitment, folks. Some of these other things, I think, come ahead of it. But, you know, if you've got time and you're not feeling so great on the couch, it's worth the time.
Where is it on the board board? Will I be scrolling on my phone?
A little bit of scrolling. Okay. I think there's zero scrolling in Barry, maybe a touch of scrolling in We Own This City, a little bit more scrolling in Under the Banner of Heaven, but very well made, very well acted, great material.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We've got coming up what we are currently enjoying. Things that we're watching right now. See you in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We are back. As you can tell, we are minus one. And if you've listened to this podcast at all, you'd know that that person missing is Paige. And the reason she's missing is zero internet quality whatsoever. So we've lost her, Gabe. I don't know if she'll join us again, but we're just going to keep it moving.
Just for the record, Paige lives and works in Brooklyn. She is not trying to come to us from like an island somewhere.
No, she's not in Timbuktu. Like, she could do this.
She could easily do this. Her commitment is what I think we need to question, because this Wi-Fi stuff's very solvable. And for fans of the show, I occasionally get this from personal friends as well as people on Twitter who are like, you guys are being too mean to Paige. Give her a break. She sounds fine to me. No. No, we cannot see her. She was frozen with some silly grin on her face for 5 minutes while we waited to rejoin. We just have to go without her now.
So let me ask you, and maybe next time ask your friends this. Would you be okay if you showed up for your surgery and the surgeon showed up without his hands? Because that's basically what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we're operating.
Yeah. A surgeon with hands.
Yeah. So that's okay. So it's the one thing you need to do the job. And I fired her like 4 to 5 times already. So I have nothing else left unless she just has to move, I guess.
Well, maybe she finally accepted the termination letter and was like, you're right, I am fired. I won't come back for the B block.
Well, if we know her internet, she probably just got the email like that we sent 3 weeks ago that you're fired. So that's cool. We got her. But we have some of her notes here. So maybe we'll just enlighten you as to what she's currently enjoying. And that is the subject that we're on right now. What we're enjoying on television. Gabe, you go first.
We mentioned Tokyo Vice, so we don't need to do that one again.
I'm going to watch it eventually.
Web of Make-Believe. Now,
yes!
Yeah, okay, you're into this?
Yes, I've seen about 4 of them.
Okay.
Yes.
So I reluctantly went into this. I've watched too much stuff lately. I went into it reluctantly because I'm like, this genre is a little bit beat to death now on Netflix and HBO. But no, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know swatting was a thing. Here goes.
Yes. Yes, swatting, they do the Seth Rich, they do like revenge porn or, you know, weird catfish porn stuff. I think I've seen like 2 others, but this is the one that I thought was the most interesting. It was a woman who she was alt-right and she was part of the Charlottesville debacle. Like, she was sort of in the planning of it and she was hanging around all the main members that sort of made that day happen. And then when that piece of shit ran over that woman and killed her, she got like a call from her mom. It was like, your blood is on your hands. And she had just this like epiphany that she couldn't do it anymore. But as you can imagine, if you're that entrenched with a group like that, you can't just be like, I'm out. So it was, and for her to get on camera for an hour and like talk about it and sort of bring us inside how she became, it was fascinating to listen to. So I was like, all right, I'm in. And maybe it does sway left. I have no idea if it does or not, but I think it's well done. Okay, so you're enjoying that. I agree with you. I still have a couple more to go. I'm enjoying Love Island UK.
Okay.
It's the greatest show on earth.
Yeah.
Where obviously we get them about a week or so behind here, but we are close enough that we're in it. Stranger Things, I just finished the first part of season 4 and the second part comes out Friday, so I'm excited. And P-Valley.
What?
Now. Okay. P-Valley is on Stars, and it is about some sort of kind of like small town, impoverished, like a Louisiana sort of. And it's a strip club that's kind of in the backwoods of this Louisiana town. And it's all about sort of the money, how it changes hands and how the government wants to do that. It is fascinating. But also on top of that, it's got some of the like sexiest pole dancing, and they don't sugarcoat it. They don't try to hide. Like you see cellulite sometimes. Like it's not one of those fake ass stripper shows. It is. Yeah. So P stands for what you probably think it does.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to ask. It's a show about a backwoods strip club, and the title is P-Valley.
And I love it so much. I think it's entertaining as all hell. And I can't get over the dancing, because as somebody who can't do any of it, you're just like, do more. So yeah, it's just very kind of sexy, but real feeling, not like Hollywood stripper shows.
So you're really, like. You're covering like all ends of this with, you go from Stranger Things all the way to P-Valley.
Right. And then I guess Paige, since she's never coming back, she's enjoying Staircase, parenthetically, kinda. So I'm not sure if we answer that for her or... I don't know. And then Our Flag Means Death.
Yeah.
And The Bear. Oh, The Bear's got the kid from Shameless, the kid that played Lip. I believe it's on Hulu. I'm not 100% sure what it's about, but that kid's a good actor, so I'd probably check that out.
I'm curious how Paige is enjoying these. Is she doing this like on a plane when they give her free working internet? Like,
right?
Where is she watching this?
That's a great... Interesting. Or does she have perfectly fine internet and she just doesn't want to work?
That could be it. Maybe Paige is the person who still goes to the Redbox thing at the grocery store and gets like the DVD copies.
That's still a
shows.
Thing.
Yeah.
That is, every time I see or outside of a 7-Eleven, who's doing this?
Paige.
Maybe I'll just camp me on Paige. God bless her. All right. That's what we're currently enjoying. And we come back what we're all looking forward to. And I think we got a couple texts and stuff that I actually really want to get to. So we'll be right back. We are back. It is our television episode because, as you know, we're sort of in the dead zone of sports right now, and we all love television more than most things. So we've covered what we enjoyed, what we're currently watching, and now what we are looking forward to. I'll just get... Oh, wait. Oh. I was about to just throw Paige's out there. Well, we'll see if she actually comes back. I'm not going to get too
good. Good tease. Paige is coming up. Here we go.
Wow. Wow. You should go first, just in case. This might be short-lived.
Yeah, get it all out fast, Paige.
Hurry up. What are you... looking forward to that's coming up. I swear on everything that's holy. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Paige is now here. The internet's working. We got the Wi-Fi sorted. She just doesn't know what to say.
Did we get the Wi-Fi sorted?
Methinks the Wi-Fi is not sorted.
I can't.
Anywho, so maybe if you could write it down on a piece of paper, and then when you freeze, we'll just have that up.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Well, also, we had a couple days to prepare for this. We came up with this idea after the last episode. You could have FedExed us a printed out list of what you wanted to say. You didn't have to rely on the
internet. She's gone. Okay, good. Let's tell you what Paige is looking forward to, because she's never, ever, ever coming back. She's looking forward to What We Do in the Shadows, obviously an amazing show that I didn't put that on my list, but yes. Better Call Saul, again, still haven't watched it. And Only Murders in the Building, which I've heard nothing but amazing things about. So at some point, I guess we watched that too, right?
Oh, you didn't even see season one of that?
No. And I know it's what is it?
Dude.
Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean on the cast, but I know.
Dude, it's a...
It's not Woody Allen, is it?
No, but it has a very Woody Allen feel.
The title Allen, page looks like it. Yeah.
In movie making Woody Allen, not all the
interesting.
Other... Yeah, no. It definitely is that genre. It's like set on the Upper West Side. You will recognize
every
street corner. They shot it in like your old neighborhood. Two guys are just cooking the whole time.
I love them.
And it's basically making fun of the true crime genre in podcasting in like a super meta way. It's great.
Okay. So then my list that I'm going to put on the coffee table, I'm going to shoot this one up to the top because I see it every time I turn the TV on.
100% worth being at the top of your list.
Okay, fair enough. What are you looking forward to coming up?
Well, that season two of that, I have not started Stranger Things, so I'm going to do that. Here's what I'm not
at all?
Looking...
Or
no,
season
no, no,
four?
No, season four. Season four.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Here's what I'm not looking forward to. Sorry, guys. You got me, fooled me twice. You're not going to keep fooling me. Westworld.
Ugh.
You don't even know what your show is about, okay? I'm not doing this again. I'm sorry, HBO. It's not worth it.
They didn't get me in the first season. And I remember thinking everyone kept talking about how brilliant it was. And I was like, well, then I'm stupid because I don't like it. I'm not into it. I'm not drawn in. I like the cast was amazing, but it was like, and I could not have possibly cared less, which is a bummer. I thought I was missing something.
Guess all not. Time great, like beautiful looking, sounding, cool show makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, good. Good that I have not missed anything. You have bonuses on here. What are your bonuses?
I have not. So I said that the first movie I would see in a movie theater would be Top Gun.
Yes.
And that meant that I didn't go see Jackass Forever.
Right.
So I need to see Jackass Forever somehow before I watch Jackass 4.5 on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to one night with the right dosage of something. Norm's last stand-up.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's a good... you know what? It's funny because on mine, I have like a generic sort of standing stand-up comedy specials as what I watch. But yeah, that one I think you have to be in the right mood, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's apparently... A lot of emotions are going to come through on that one.
I think so.
Well, okay, so I have Only Murders in the Building with everybody else. House of the Dragon.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same. It's not the same guys. The Bob's Burger movie will be streaming on HBO Max soon, if not already. So I would like to watch that. And then there's Welcome to Wrexham. 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 And it's the, so Ryan Reynolds and I always blank out his name.
Rob McElhenney.
Yeah, McElhenney. They bought a team in England. That's actually real. They did buy a soccer team in England. They are part owners.
I think it's in Wales.
Is it Wales?
I think it is, and that's a big difference for the people in that part of the
world. It is. It's like New Zealand and Australia. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, Jersey and
I should know that. I watched Love Island, and it's a big deal on there, too. But yes, it's a show about that. So look, you had me at Ryan Reynolds, and so that's all I needed to know. And that's coming out, and I very much look forward to that. I watch so much TV. And then I'm looking at this list of all the other things that were on here, like Cobra Kai. I know it's a ways down the road, but I think that goes without saying, right? Like, we're all looking forward to that.
Sure.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so Paige is never coming back. So I guess we're going to do, we have a couple, I guess these are texts. Yes, they seem to be texts. And I feel like Paige picked these. But anyways, here we go. This is from Adam in SoCal, Gabe. Maybe you know him.
Yeah.
Listen to the Elvis Sinatra conversation today. I agree with Beatle about Elvis, but not at all about Sinatra. And by the way, that was a lot of the response I got, even from like personal friends, or it would be the other way, like disagree with you about Elvis, but which I found kind of funny because it was like, so we're all at the end of the day in the same boat. But the man was a legend. Also for Gabe, the song New York, New York belongs to my Red Sox.
Excuse me?
We took that from your boys in 2018, and we took it again last season when we kicked Kermit Cole's ace in the wild card game. Good luck getting it back. That's actually very funny. I love the show. Give Paige a break about the freaking Wi-Fi. That girl's doing what she can. Adam, I hope that after what you've seen today, you realize that that's a lie. Yeah. She's doing nothing. She's absolutely doing the worst job ever. Yeah, Sinatra didn't even write that song at the end of the day, too. And that's what makes me laugh about all this. So zero credit goes to him. Most overrated singers bands of all time. This is a text. Didn't leave his name or her name, but it's Bruce Springsteen. I don't know if this person knows how the Northeast Corridor of men sports journalists is going to handle that news.
Where's this going next? What?
You too.
All right.
And Frank Sinatra. So I feel good about that. Here we go. Not sure who this is from. I love these random podcasts. I especially love the bear updates.
Sure.
I always instantly Google and then jump up and show my coworkers. Hank the Tank, Bear Force One. Love it. Love it. All right. That person rocks. And then the last one, which again, hope they change now. I will say that Paige's internet not working is my favorite trope on the pod. Can we contribute to Paige's tip box to get her a better internet connection? Hashtag still on Team Paige.
This is a misguided mission that you people are on, all right? The tip box is her salary. We pay her. She's paid
also,
to make
write-off.
To do this, okay?
You're supposed to be
this is what's in her calendar as work today. So you
again.
Don't need to give her extra money. She has the money. She just isn't committed.
Thank you. She just doesn't care about her career, okay? It's a classic generational issue. We're going to talk to her privately behind closed doors. It's not going to be a pleasant meeting, and there probably will be tears. And just know that. We're going to do our best to convince her that this is important, and she needs to really try harder. But, at the very top, there's a cute little emoji, dog with a dog bone. Long live Poog. from Travis. So thank you, Travis. I won't go too far into that because I will not cry on this here podcast. And I've just stopped crying yesterday. So that is going to do it for us today. Gabe, congratulations to you and I for being just always the most professional people that we know.
Yeah, we're a platform for serious thought, and it shows. Go on the internet and look it up. You know, a lot of news gets made here on this podcast.
A lot of news, some of it accurate, so that's cool. but most of it not. Remember, voicemails, texts, we're gonna read them. We love them, and we actually appreciate it. So the number is 631-397-0403 for everyone here at What Did I Miss?
Not
we'll
everyone.
See you next week, except for Paige.
Two or three Paige. People, not everyone.
Love you, Paige. Can't wait to see what you do next.
Hope you see this on DVD one day, Paige.
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.